This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Denver grand jury has indicted a dozen people on organized crime charges. Authorities say the suspects laundered money, stole vehicles, and used stolen identities to support their meth addictions. While none are related, the group's leader called herself Street Mom and allegedly threatened members if they tried to, quote, leave the family. Environmental advocates say Colorado is already struggling to meet its climate change goals. As CPR Sam Brash reports, one group has a plan it says will get the state on track.
The Environmental Defense Fund submitted the plan to state regulators last week. It's what's known as a cap-and-trade system. Basically, the government sets a limit on emissions. Companies must then find ways to reduce their climate impact or buy pollution allowances. Governor Jared Polis is against the approach and has pushed for narrower rules and voluntary commitments from the private sector. But environmental advocates say that won't reduce emissions fast enough. The group has asked Colorado's Air Quality Control Commission, which Polis appoints, to debate the plan in February. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Parts of western Colorado are under a winter weather advisory until 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. It covers the Elk Head and Park Mountains, as well as the Gore and Elk Mountains and central mountain valleys around Vail and Aspen. Some areas may see up to a foot of snow, with higher amounts possible. 28 with light snow in Denver, it's 30 with light snow in Colorado Springs, 33 with light snow and fog in Pueblo. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.